Hey. It's Sunday.
What you mean? Is it true?
It's cool.
Yeah, that's all we do, a kid, the truth. What it do, bitch? Did the school, bitch? Just check in if you wanna know the truth, bitch. From the nobodies to the who's who, bitch. Mr. Ice Cream, man, he got the school, bitch. Hey, what it do, bitch? Did the school, bitch? Just check in if you wanna know the truth, bitch. From the nobodies to the who's who, bitch. Mr. Ice Cream, man, he got the school, bitch. Hey, what it do, bitch? What it do, bitch?
Hey, I like to take this time to welcome everybody to Sunday the Scoop. Well, we coming to give y'all the scoop, the whole scoop, and nothing but the scoop, so help us God. So won't you hold on to your seatbelts? Cruising on a Sunday with a slight tilt. Kicking some heartfelt knowledge to your higher self. It's the scoop. Y'all see y'all see us for back in full effect. We got the scoop coming to y'all live. We got two little interesting topics that we kind of merging together today. So bear with us. What is your host, PJ the Perfect Gentleman? I got my two codes with me, Tony MFD.
Yes, sir.
All right, and Mr. Fly Jock himself.
Yep.
All right, and we have none other than
we got this legendary.
All right.
We got legendary right. In the streets. Right.
Yes.
They made a song about it. I'm gonna hit it. Who is that in all that black?
Yes,
that's
yes.
The K doing hand all that.
Yes, yes.
Man, we got the stand-up half queen. She put me in my first half show about 8 years ago. I met a chick out of that motherfucker. Thank you for that, cuz. you know what I'm saying? She done been all the way to Atlanta doing half. You bald head bitches need some wigs and stitches and shit. The K in the motherfucking building, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, woo! Yes, yes.
Drum roll, all that good shit. She been doing half since she was two.
Yes, sir. She's the Michael Jordan of hair.
She did the doctor's hair that helped her come out the womb when she was born. She just got real.
Really good. Really.
She was mixing up man.
And my big sis, man. We do. We have.
She the big sister of everybody up here.
None other than K Galore.
That's my
in
dog.
In the building today. All right?
K, my dog.
Y'all give us some props. Matter of fact, sis, let them know a little bit about yourself and, you know what I'm saying, like, I guess your journey to the city, because just like they said, you is very, you know what I mean, much accomplished in the city and things like that. So
every hair begins with K.
Oh my God. You be
coming up with
hair begins with K. I'm UK. I've been a stylist for it's been about 23 years now. Yeah, I got 23 years under my belt. By the way, it's Galore Beauty Studio. I'm located in Orlando, Twin Church and OBT.
All right.
Your lady or, you know,
Church Street.
Nita,
your lady. Your side piece.
No, look us up.
Your piece.
Your smash bag.
And do not be fooled by the name Glory Beauty.
Now, it's I said Galore.
Galore Beauty, right?
Yeah.
Galore
Beauty.
A whole lot of beauty.
If you ugly, you can still come, and she can. You'll be a.
You
hear the name? You hear that name?
Galore.
You will be a galore of beauty galore. By the time you get up out of there. You know what I'm saying?
Like say beauty galore, but I put it.
You know what I'm saying? Galore beauty. You walked in that bitch looking like a goblin.
Yeah.
But when you done, you will be glorious.
You'll be glorious. Something about the name Jesus. Something about the name. If y'all think I'm playing, you know when you walk in her shop, if you about to get a miracle, because she gonna, you got to go to the back, clear my schedule, Kimmy baby, sit you on down.
I got you.
If K hit you with that Kimmy baby, just know you finna be right.
Yes, yes.
Be looking like they're going to prom. You graduated back in 82.
Hey, bro, I was born in 82.
Yeah.
Sorry for you.
Damn, bro. You see that?
anything that we need to touch on, man, any kind of, you know, things happen over the weekend before we get into it,
yeah,
then we'll jump right into the show.
Wilder need to stop boxing.
For real. I don't know. That nigga just disrespected black people last night.
Well, at the end of the day, like I was trying to state, you know, the more glorious that the income in, if you doing this for black, that man, look, that check got, man, that check
would
got cut.
Would you tell
well.
This man, that man trying to win that belt?
Bro.
Man, that check got cut.
Ain't no check good enough for me to witness what the hell I witnessed last night in that fight.
Yeah, it is.
No.
If it's like,
I got
in the millions.
Okay. But you ain't finna just get my ass abused.
I mean, you don't know what you was in for.
I got abused. Nah. Negative.
And then at the end, the man said I whooped his ass three times. Hopefully he learned his lesson.
I believe he already knew what time it was anyway. That was fight number
That man lost to a bad body.
I'm talking about you.
You look like you just came from a chain gang. Sliced up, cut up, all ripped, and was getting abused.
But I think the reason why he lost that fight, though, because it was just, like you say, an average, I ain't gonna say average, but a nigga that was raised from the streets and he relied strictly on his power.
Right.
And when dude was able to eat them bitches and maintain it.
That right hand can't connect all the time.
Yeah, he a one-hitter quitter, you know what I'm saying? He can't stand up in the paint.
Right.
But, hey, shout out to him, though, because, like I said, I can talk shit.
I seen the little fight back. We only caught it, like, the last three rounds. And it looked like he was trying to, you know.
He was doing his best,
but. The first round was the best round for him.
The first round was the best round for a while.
Hey, listen. Because he got all that power. Yeah. And
that's when he was fresh. But once he started getting tired, and then at the end of the fight.
I'd been like a fish out the water. He can't breathe.
Damn.
Gasping for air.
All
right. But, man, he got paid. So, hey, shout out to Wilder, man. I'm
sitting here talking. I don't even got millions like he do.
One thing about it, two things for sure, that check got cut. And that's what I was talking about.
Right.
Ain't no amount of money. All right.
I honestly feel like that's what it was about.
Bro, people are going to slap their mama for $50,000.
Not me.
Ain't that type of money.
How much money he's starting to make off the fight. Yeah,
come on, man.
All right. Speaking of money and $50,000, my little feelings was hurt last night because, as y'all know, I am a lotto junkie.
Okay.
I'm a lotto junkie. I play my birthday 0623. I play it every day faithfully. And it finally came out. Last night.
And you didn't play it.
Oh, I played it. But it didn't come out the way I played. It came out 6032, so I ain't win shit. I was mad as fuck. Fuck Florida Lotto.
You're supposed to do...
Okay. I don't do box,
right?
Yeah, I'm supposed
to
do box.
Because
he too confident. No. Real Lotto people think they just, you don't play box.
No, I don't play box because box would have gave me $100. I played $5 straight because it came out straight.
But look, you could have played straight and box.
25?
Yeah, 25.
Yeah.
But I played it 5 times. So it would have been 25 bands. Because the way I look at it is when I play box, if I play a box and it would have came out 0623, I would have been mad as hell because that would have been $5,000. I'm only selling for $100. So I'm going to go for the max that they're going to give me.
But if you would have played that 5 times, right?
Yeah.
Box.
It would have been $500.
Yeah, $500. That's still working to me.
Thank you.
You can't tell a real lotto. Because that still makes sense, Diamond. It's not the big bag, but
I want that big.
I want something now.
I'm trying to afford the car that I seen out in the driveway that I had to park in the grass because I didn't want the value of the car to go down.
Cut it out. After I leave here, I'm going to play the lotto.
Yeah, bro, for real. Sometimes you need your motivation. You know, I see job motivated me at first.
Let's go with his vehicle.
Big truck.
Yeah. And then when Kay pulled up, that shit is like a unicorn in traffic.
Yeah, I have never seen a Rolls Royce in person. That's a beautiful car, Kay. Wow.
That's a glorious beauty car.
Yeah, listen. Hey, check it out.
I mean, I drive it like it's one, if that matters.
There you go. Oh, you should see how Jock be ducking them from Tony. Hey, what you say about Fly Jock Flows, man?
Oh my God! At his house?
Yeah.
Oh shit!
It is paper.
It ain't no goddamn paper. That nigga got some flows, and that nigga be pissing me off, bro. Cause he Jock. Jock got all nice shit, but he don't pay shit for it. That's the part that be pissing me off with Jock. Like me, I gotta go pay top fucking dollar. And like, I walk the whole Jock house. I'm like, damn, Jock got all painted. Damn, bro, that bitch, you did good. Oh, I ain't do that shit. Yeah, little motherfucking family down the street was doing, they were painting. I said, hey, bro, $250, here you go. I say, damn.
Bro, you got to catch people.
Yeah, you do.
I don't know how to catch people.
All deals you
got
to catch.
I mean, you got to think about it.
I'm just, which, how much you going to charge me to do high out?
Do you remember back in the days, Kay?
Unless
everybody came to the block.
Mm-hmm.
And the block had none but, like, anything you needed.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, because we can't relate because he talking about stuff back in the day.
Yeah, it's just.
All right, check it out. Bro, are you stupid?
He's still related.
That nigga still think I'm old.
Hey.
Well, maybe that's why I'm relating, because I'm older.
Wait, make it make sense now. Make it make sense, cuz.
All right,
we finna I'll be 42 this month. Oh, yeah.
You gonna be 42?
We finna get to the first
and
one
and I feel
right
good
now.
Because I don't
look because you look good.
Black don't crack.
Let's run it. We're gonna go from, this is from Bob of UK. I used him as the source, so we're gonna run it.
I am my own man, guys. Yeah, I am my own man. And when you're with somebody, you're not meant to own them. You're meant to experience them. And allow them to also just grow. Allow them to be a little. Not like not now we are married.
This
now,
is relationship.
I can't go chill with my friends no
it's
more.
It's not ownership.
There's so many things that people do. I see my friendship group. So many new dynamics come into the picture once they get married. Things that were not there even when they were dating.
Yeah, it's true. We've had that.
And you know, like, everybody comes with baggage into a marriage. So this guy maybe is coming with baggage for, my mom used to do all kitchen duties. And then you're coming with baggage for me. I'm the woman of the new decade. So you expect this man to be home all the time and split the work with you and split everything with you.
Yeah.
It's allowed, by the way. But I'm just saying, like, at that point, Yanni, like, where a guy stops having time for his friends, you expect to do your dude to come for all your baby showers, all your birthday parties. You're expecting your dude to dress up the same as you and take pictures. You know, like, there's just so many expectations that come. And the reality is that, I don't speak for all the dudes.
Yeah.
I just don't like that shit, man. Me, I feel like
talk your shit, bro.
I'm brought into this world, and you cannot try my...
What he's saying, because we know, let's be honest, there's a little language barrier. So at the end of the day, what the man is saying is that relationships is not ownership. He's saying that you're supposed to get with somebody and experience that person, you know, versus, you know, you're trying to really, own the individual, or to the point of just living up, making that other person live up to your expectations. Like he just said, a woman expect for a man to go to baby showers, dress up, dress the same, take pictures, do all that other kind of stuff. And he was just like, yo, like, I never really, signed up for this or whatnot. But I don't know what y'all think about this. What y'all think about this topic? Because I think we touched on a little bit. What was that last week with the with Tony, with the partnership? Is, what you said, Tony MLD?
I said partnership is better than ownership. That's all right, what I
David,
said.
That's what he said.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I think what he's saying is, like, first of all, you got to learn how to tell her ass, nah, bro, I ain't going to no motherfucking folk ass baby shower.
Yes, you is.
Yes, you is.
I said what I said. I ain't going.
Come on, man.
That was just somebody else baby shower.
Nah, wait.
Come on,
I don't want to go because the bitch was just pregnant. 9 months ago, I'm at another one. We losing too much money investing in her children. No, I ain't going. Fuck that. If this gonna be her last one, I go. You can't promise me that, and I can't. Nah, fuck that. I ain't going. Nah. But I mean, nah. But for real, I understand it because there be times that and I feel like it's on both sides where she might want me to go out with her somewhere, and I really don't want to go.
Right.
And then you try and tell her no, then obviously it's a problem. Well, why you don't want to go with me?
But you'll go with Jock.
Right. I hate that shit. Like, don't compare with me. And then that's when they
want to. But you and Jock not going to a baby shower.
Yeah, we
going
to turn up.
So it's a little different. It's a little different.
But I like going to showers because they actually turn up now.
Then we really be going for the food, though.
Yeah, they
definitely. The food and the drink.
He lying.
I ain't going to lie, though.
Nope. Hold on. Wait.
We talking about showers.
I like going to showers because he getting paid to DJ them bitches.
Well, that too. And I like
that. That ain't no shower if you DJing that motherfucker.
Yeah,
that's a part.
Yes, it is. Yeah. No, I'm saying this like.
It's a part of when Jock DJing.
Because if it's games going on, you want music playing while the game's going.
What are they playing? Jeopardy?
No, gang. So you ain't been a baby shower a long time.
Yeah, you're right. I'm still away from the bitches. You got
to feed the person with the food.
I don't like that game.
You can't say the baby word.
You can't say the baby word. Like it's a whole lot of games.
I mean, I like the one where you can't say the baby word.
Game, I get offended when somebody takes my pen.
I don't like that game. I really get offended
when
somebody
when they take my pen.
Oh yeah. Y'all women be getting real mad.
All you have
they
to do is
big
man.
I be in my feelings.
Like, bro, they be getting big man. I don't see that shit.
I be like, get all out my mouth though.
Yeah,
like because they went too good into a conversation. And just snatch that bitch.
Oh, right. Gotcha.
He said a B word.
Gotcha. You said a word with a B.
So now I just don't even get no pee in because I hear my feelings when they take mine. So
I don't even talk.
As soon as I get mine, I'll be like, here you go.
Who want chicken and biscuits? Oh, let me get your pen. You said biscuits.
Bitch, I'm serving.
You big old.
Golden, what's good? What you was going to say about the... relationships, not ownership. Relationships.
When he was saying something about the baby shower, this is my thing. Like, is this her communication? Like, are you talking about this beforehand, or is this something she just bringing on you, saying, "Hey, you know, we're going to the baby shower."
Yeah,
like,
and that which brings up a good question. Do you think last minute rendezvous or outings or whatever is acceptable? Like, if I already planned in my mind, you ain't say nothing to me all week. So in my mind, I know I'm finna go hang out on Saturday. Then boom, you tell me, "Oh yeah, we got a baby shower to go to at 2:00."
I'm not going.
You're not
obligated.
I'm not going.
Okay. So then I ain't obligated.
You're not obligated. Okay. That should be communicated early because the baby shower is not. We just signing out.
Yeah.
That's something you know, you should talk about already.
I ain't got nothing to wear.
Right.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
But I do agree with the whole what he was saying about the whole picture thing. I think people take way too many goddamn pictures from me.
Why?
I don't know, bro. Like last night when I was at the fight, literally, like when the fight started getting like, you know, real good.
Okay.
And shit like that, like, bro, I turned because I don't never have out my phone when I'm hanging out. Well, I don't really have out my phone really unless tailing around my ass. But anyways, like, when I turn around, everybody, like, got their phone out recording me and my reaction to the goddamn fight. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Well,
you know, I understand that 9 times out of 10, when I'm in a place, bitches know I'm about to do something stupid. I understand all that right there.
And they want to catch it.
But at the end of the day,
viral.
And I ain't go viral yet. And I don't do some dumb shit.
Go viral, watch.
But I just don't be understanding, like, what with the pictures. Or, like I say, I seen a lady in her car, sitting in her car, just pull out her phone and just start doing the little duck faces and taking pictures.
Yeah.
And I just don't understand.
Right now, everything is social media right now. You have TikTok, you got Instagram, and it's all about.
Oh, like, I just signed us up for TikTok.
People just like to put out that footage because that's what everybody want to see. Like, now it's like they want to see what you're doing. They want to see what's going on. Like, they want to see your down moments. They want to see your up moments, but your happy moments. Like, everybody wants to be a part of that. So they just expose it to social media. That's just the life right now. So that's why everybody has their phones.
That's just like if I can't talk to a person all the time.
Good luck.
They know that, okay. Like, if I don't see K often. I go to K page, K doing her thing. K still doing good.
Yeah,
hair.
You still can keep up.
Yeah,
with
so people keep up with people from social media. Now, some people don't like social media. I like social media.
Me too.
Social media is fun to me.
I don't post on it that much.
I'm not finna go on social media.
I ain't a good speller, so maybe that's the reason why I don't like
that's
it.
That's okay.
Okay, just make sure.
I pick on people like you.
Them
I know.
Captions, though. You don't have to put, like, now, a picture
no,
can
but,
say there
but, you but sometimes, and I'm glad you said that.
Better use an emoji.
Listen, people.
There you go, bro.
Listen.
Emoji.
If you don't know how to spell A-N-D, which is and, not I-N, people do that. Me and... And is A-N-D.
What about the there, and they? Okay.
That's totally different. Okay. You got to find another word because you don't know what to put.
Yeah.
That's easy. That's easy, though.
But people, like he say, can't spell. Like, I can't spell sometimes. So that's why I be like, "Hey, Siri, how do you spell?" Know what I'm saying?
Because y'all make social media made scamming more popular than these just learning.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, that is...
Well, hold on. Let me go back to something real quick. I want to address the pictures. Like, you know, I'm like that with I love to capture every moment. And I always tell him that. I'd be like, we gonna have these moments where we go back and look right. at, you know, and it and sometimes remind us where we came from, you know, like right. why we love each other, why we crazy about each other, you know. So it might be like, I'm cool, I don't wanna take bitches, you know, for you. But for us, it's like having, capturing those moments when we do certain things, when we're out and about, when enjoy each other, family, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, those are great things to always go back and you might understand, you're going to be showing your baby this stuff.
Because
and
if
I know you're going to have another baby. Like, you, all this stuff.
You don't know
who having another baby?
Who?
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Congratulations. Hey, that's it. Show's over. I'm out.
Are you having another baby?
Oh,
got to.
Shit.
You need a little boy.
I got one. Taylor. When she go to Tay. She picked me out Tay. When she a little girl, Taylor. When she a boy, Tay.
Oh, my God.
That's how we do it.
So she got to play both roles. I ain't fooling
you. You watch the game and I call her ass Tay.
She not asking for siblings?
She can ask all she want to. Shit.
Oh, she got cousins?
Yeah. I'm about to get her ass a dog. Right when I put up a fence. She been leaving me alone.
I mean, pictures. This how I look at pictures.
Why ain't say Jock gonna have another baby?
Nah, Jock, fuck them kids. Jock can't have it no more.
Why you ain't say that, huh?
Shit.
Oh, with him over there.
Yeah, fuck them kids.
I'm a, look, I got enough hands to the perfect gentleman. I'm good.
Rather be.
Hey, boy, listen, I'm super straight.
I'm Uncle Jock.
Listen.
Other than that, I go to all the little birthday parties.
Don't be surprised if I Charlemagne the guy my nuts on the back of this wall.
Because
I'm done, bitch.
What? Oh, my God.
Through.
No more kids.
Thank you, Jesus. Listen. But, yeah, nah, no more kid. Nah, I'm good on that one right there. Hey. I appreciate the confidence because you say that shit with confidence. I know you going to have another one.
Yes. You need to have one more.
Rob who? Take what?
Shit. Hello.
No, sir.
Well, okay,
not me.
Hey, check it out. So check this out. When,
one hit.
Name, hey, name one thing that women often underestimate about men. Can y'all do that?
Name one thing
that women often underestimate about men.
Ain't nothing like the first time. Woo, sorry. Miss underestimation.
What's one thing?
Yeah, Golden, you got some more kids in you?
No more kids.
Or how, also Golden, how do you feel about the, what we say, relationships, not being ownership, not being owned in the relationship, should we say?
But, I mean,
no ownership.
I think the number one thing, if I had to say, I think it's like personality. I don't really think women... I ain't gonna say women. I'm gonna say I think a lot of them, like the personality within the man, that goes past them for whatever reason. Like they don't, they tend to take the time and focus on them. I just feel like the world has made it so that the main focus is not always about the woman. And it takes away from the man, if that makes sense. Like the personality of that person. Yeah. Like I told y'all many moons
it's the,
ago.
It's the feelings. That was you talking about.
Many moons ago, my personality is pull out your phone because Tony about to do something stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also a feel good personality. Like you really, it's really hard for you to be down when you're around me because I'm going to uplift you. I'm going to like motivate you and all that other things like that.
But it's good to be around.
But when you're in a relationship, they don't like the woman. They don't like that personality because they feel like that personality that you have or you possess, it draws outsiders into you as well. When I be telling them like, shit, if you know you doing what the fuck you got going, what you supposed to be doing, fuck all this outside goddamn noise because I'm going to be me. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So my personality, I feel like, goes under the radar because I just like to see people happy. Because it's just a crazy, fucked up goddamn world out here. So I feel like everybody.
So I would say most likely personality and feelings because of the simple fact that a guy
friendly.
Is.
Like women cannot handle a friendly man. They cannot. They feel like for the longest, I used to lose a lot of women because they used to tell me all the time, you too friendly, you too soft, you too this. I need a nigga that, like, I'm like, what do you mean? Like, break it down. Like, oh, you don't even care. You don't even question if I go out. I say, the fuck for? Like, you going out.
A woman should be wanting you to trip out because she's going out. She should want that time on her own. I mean, my thing first of all, when you with somebody, you need to accept them as a whole. You know what I'm saying? Like, whether it's the good, the bad, the clowning, whatever.
Right.
You understand? You gotta, once you decide you're gonna be with somebody, you have to accept exactly who they are. You can't get with somebody and try to change them and say, hey, Tony, I need you to water that down because you doing too much.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because
if you coming with that.
Coming.
And she sees that in the beginning. Those are one of the things that she needs to accept about you, you know, before she decides to say, hey, we're going to take it to the next level. She can't get with you and say, yeah, I'm with you, but turn that down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Not when it's just the personality. Like I said, if it's something disrespectful, like when y'all say friendly, I'm a little bit in the middle on that. I like you can talk. You can communicate with the women. You could be who you are. You know, I don't care. My thing is that it's the women sometimes. Sometimes the women.
That's why you got to strain
them. They like really.
Let me
ask you. Oh, he's talking to me.
Other side
he
having
a conversation with me.
Yeah.
Okay. He real nice. You know? So sometimes it's just a link.
Oh, you be worried about that. You be worried about that. Hey, big head going down in the inbox, huh? That's what you be worried about?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Hey, big head. Okay. You know, that's y'all theme right there. But let me ask you something, okay? This is what I want to know because. Like I say, I got a lot of friends. I got a lot of women friends. And I got a lot of male friends.
Oh, she trying to say. They trying to say when you say ownership. What do you mean when you say ownership?
Because you know that usually, I'm gonna put it like this. Here. This is like, when I really got onto it. I got onto it from the point where it's like it's almost like how most women are taught how to like you know date or to be with men, and it's like I'm saying it from my perspective as a man, of course, but it's like. It's like, I own you, like, okay, I want to get to marry you, I want to do this, because it's like, okay, like, you mine, like, it's like.
And you got to do what I say, is that what you're saying? Like, pretty much what I say like, is what you do? Is that
like,
what we saying?
It's just like, you know, it's
that's
just
what
like,
I'm
it's just like, everything is like a part of, like you say, like a cattle, like Brandon versus you actually being, you know, free and being able to experience the person you with, yet it's like more of a, you know, a structured type of controlling type of thing.
Well, it shouldn't be like that because then the man is going to, if it's happening on a man's perspective or the woman, that person is going to feel caged. Nobody wants to be in a relationship where they feel caged.
Yeah.
You know? So if, when it comes down to ownership.
Can't do this, like, or I can't go with my homies now. I can't go out.
Yeah, you
do
can't
that.
Do that because then all of a sudden that person is gone. That's just like any other, any person or animal, anything that's been caged for too long. When you let them out, they're going to do what?
That big buck wild.
I mean, shit. I always say that you can't, you know what I'm saying? You can't truly tell or stop a grown person from doing what it is that they want to do.
What they want to do.
So
definitely.
You get what I mean? Like, and that's why I just try to debunk and throw out this whole little thing. Because trust me, after this, I don't even think that we even talking about it no more unless we just bringing up a reference. But, just the whole point of, like I say, a person, you can't really control and you know what I'm saying somebody else that's not you, not your own being, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You can't control somebody else outside, and I think that if people can grow to more of acceptance of that, you won't really hurt yourself so much sometimes, boo boo. Like when you be trying to control these dudes out here, when you out here dating,
you
won't get hurt so much. You won't get hurt so much.
What's your opinion? Like if he makes a decision that I don't like, or if he makes a decision, or if he go with a decision that, or he's about to do something, all you can do is express, you can say, hey, babe, listen, I feel, or you can tell him, I think that, you know what I'm saying, if you do this, or maybe slow down a little bit about it, you know, like come to him and genuinely say like, you know, how you feel. But you gotta understand, as a man, he's still gonna make his decision now. And as the woman, you just gotta be there, you know, to say, hey, listen, well, you know, I kind of thought about it and I told you, you know.
Did
you? But you can't you can't bark an order and expect somebody to listen.
But CK,
you can't do that.
CK, the reason why you already got the upper hand on them, on a lot of women at your beautiful age of 42, the 42-year-old goddess over here, ladies and gentlemen. She said it, not me, so I'm just letting y'all know. That's 42 and 5 right there. That's my cousin, so I can say that because I ain't worried about nobody whooping my motherfucking ass. God damn it.
Okay.
I gotta express it, you know what I'm saying? Because people, you know, for real though, because like, no, like, in all honesty, me and Kay, we don't really see each other like that. So when I see her, you know, people might get mad, like, that ain't your motherfucking cousin. Well, go ask her mama then, goddammit. I don't have them problems no more. But like I said, what I was about to say is, Kay, the way you worded it makes it like so much easier. Like, well, I don't think you should do that. Versus somebody telling me, nah, you ain't gonna do that. You shouldn't do that. It's like, so I tell people all the time, sometimes it's not what you say, it's how you say it. So if you're trying to get your point across, think of a way to word it to me where it's going to make sense and not feel like you're telling me that I can't do it. Because when you're telling me, I'm going to do the shit because, oh, you got me fucked up. It's like, you ain't going
to. Now I definitely want to do it.
Like, I definitely want to do it. And I also think the tone in your delivery as well, because if you talking at a higher voice, like, now I feel like, okay, bitch, I'm not your child. Like, you got me fucked up.
Yeah, but I always have it. I always have that voice. I talk, I don't know, and I won't be trying to sound like I'm yelling, but when I talk, it's just my voice elevates. It seems like when I express myself, my voice elevates. So, I don't know, I ain't speaking for all the women,
I'm just saying, you straight mellow, but when
I express myself, my voice does elevate, and sometimes I be like, I'm not yelling, but it comes out like I'm yelling.
And I'm speaking from my corner. When I hear that high voice, I don't give a fuck what you talking about. I got a whole attitude right now. So any damn point you trying to make, that shit is not even registering right now. Because I'm like, oh, no. The only thing in my mind is, oh, they been really thinking I'm finna listen to.
Like I told you, it sound like blah, 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 blah.
Right, for real.
Okay, especially, hold on.
You're starting to holler. Sierra said,
yeah, I was about to read.
There's no need to control or show no ownership if both show respect. Exactly. Women or men may feel the need to do that when they don't feel respected or wonder about their mate stepping out. Then she came back and agreed with Kay about she the same way by getting very emotional in that voice. Get up there. I think that's just something that naturally black women do, period. I mean,
well,
you know
naturally
what I mean?
Take that shit away, goddamn. Shit.
I ain't gonna say everyone. See, my other half, he'll say it to me. He'll be like, well, who you yelling at? And I'll be like, I'm not yelling. He'll say it.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie.
So then it makes me retract my voice and try to say it, you know, when you
just tone that bitch, I say, I'm not yelling. That shit do something to our self-esteem. Make us feel like we don't ran some shit. Even though we know we still ain't running some shit. But I be like, bro, who you yelling at? I'm not yelling, Tony. Oh, okay. I've been making a show because sound like you ever talking to Taylor just
then. But they'll try to come back with that. I ain't yell yet.
Oh, no, I ain't never said that. What you mean? Because I'm a, what the fuck you mean yet? Oh, it's coming? What I got to do to bring it out? I'm so ignorant
I think that being able to talk cool, calm, and collected when somebody else is yelling is definitely
the means
of control and stuff like that. So it showed, like, what I'm trying to say is, you're right. To get your point across, you should not have to.
Now, you doing all this screaming, now your blood pressure high.
Right.
And guess what I'm going to do? Grandma keys.
Yeah, what?
Oh, you going to leave.
Yeah, but what? Because your blood pressure high, you mad.
Because
so
you yelling.
So when you come back, is you talk to me or no? Because no, I'm sleeping on the sofa.
Man, can't be, goddammit.
Because I'm not, I sit there, I make sure that we making sense.
You know what I mean?
Nah, because, see me, I'm not, don't even talk to me about it. Because if it started off stupid, it's going to end up
stupid. It's going to end stupid.
So I'm like, on that scenario, I'm just like, yeah, let's just leave it where it's at. We're just going to leave it where it's at. Take a couple days, breathe a little bit.
Sierra say, do not walk out when I'm talking.
Oh,
clear. You heard me say, negative. When you come back, are
you doing all this
time?
Hey, calm down. After I say that, and you, guess what?
Hey, we got a call. We got a call.
All right,
let's go.
I'm scared to know this call is. Lord, please don't let him call.
Hello, welcome to the scoop. You live.
What's up, y'all? This Golden.
Golden in the building.
Hey, Golden.
So, what's up, boo? So, when y'all say that, like, I haven't been in a lot of relationships in my life, but the only one relationship I ever, like, really, really been in that the person, like, cared like, he pretty much let me do everything. The only thing he ain't let me do is, like, work at the salon all night. That's the only time we clash, because he feel like, how much money you trying to make for real? But at the time of our relationship, it was in a peak season to where I'm just not coming out. So he didn't understand how important it was to me to get my name, like, high. You understand? And so it meant me putting in the work and being in the shop all day, all night. But he didn't understand, because he felt like he already paying the bills, like how much money you trying to make. But it wasn't even about the money at the time. It was about making my name pop, like ring bells. But it's like, I'm listening to it now. But then, you're right, when a person just come at you and telling you what to do, it's like you feel like you. I thought he was a hater. Like, for real, I thought my own people was a hater, because the way he was just telling me. But it's like, now that he's dead, I apply that to my life. Like, I don't work in the salon all day, all night no more. And I actually be involved in my kids' life. I be at every game and stuff like that. Because he was right. You can't sit here and make all the money and be caught up in everything you're doing and not having a real life and not capturing those moments. And I'm with you, Tony, when you say the phone stuff. That stuff be aggravating with the phone sometimes. Because I be like, damn, how a person really having fun if they got to pull out a phone.
Right.
And catch it. How are you enjoying your moment? Because people tell me I'm supposed to buy or whatever. But it ain't that I don't want to post. It's just that I be so much, like, for example, I was in the car with Loose Cannon Takeoff, right? Okay. And my birthday party, the limousine was packed. And he didn't want to ride the limousine. So I was able to get in the car with him to drive to the restaurant. And everybody was like, how the hell you did not record it? Because I was enjoying the moment. I didn't think to pull out my phone.
Right.
See, but those are things that you want to capture, though. Like, I get what you're saying. You want to enjoy the moment, but people want to.
I was going
to
ask.
Because you could go back and look at that footage and be like, look, you know, this was the time when y'all was riding and y'all was vibing. Right. Know? So it's
You're right. But then it's like, dang.
It's like I say, I only want you to know what I want you to know. Like, when people see me, everybody say the same thing. Oh, Tony, I love the way you is with your daughter. Y'all got a wonderful relationship. You're a great dad, blah, blah, blah. That's the only thing I want people to know about me. I don't want them to know about nothing going on in my personal life when I'm out of town or none of that shit. I don't want to know what type of food I'm eating, because that shit just make me hungry when I see bitches post their food. Like, it's just like certain things. Like I say, I love Jock. That's my guy.
I love his own, because some people actually want you to see everything. They actually want you to chime in on when it's down, when it's bad, when it's good.
But see, because
so like you're a private person. You like to be more private.
You can also be in the space, like, let's just say, for instance, I had my daughter's birthday party last week, right? So Jock there, my cousin and everybody, they posting all this other stuff. So now somebody don't see it. Oh, damn, Tony ain't invited me to the birthday party. So then when they see me, damn, Tony, why I ain't get invited to Taylor's birthday party? And I'm like, well, damn, how the hell you even know about it? Oh, I seen on so-and-so such-and-such page. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I only paid for 10 kids, and you got 6, so I couldn't invite you. Sorry.
Well, let me say this real quick.
That's the thing.
With the social media platform, when you say take your picture and expose, now, the only thing is, I agree with it from when you have, like, a business or you're trying to do something, you're trying to make it flourish.
Yeah,
now,
we had this
conversation the other day. We were saying, like, people want to be, they want to feel like they're a part.
Yeah.
They want to be a part of your life. They want to be a part of what you have going on. They want to feel like I'm just saying, they want to feel like they involved. The average person that has, like, thousands of followers, that has a lot going on, you know, or all these businesses, you know why people, they gravitate to them? Because they feel like they're in. They feel like they're a part, because this person is exposing every level of
So y'all ain't gonna never follow me like that, because God. No, damn, because I don't let y'all
But that's what I'm saying, as far as even with the show, like, if each and one, every one of y'all came together and opened up y'all social media platforms and showed these people when you go out, when you hang out with your friends, when you go and you have a family, you know how many people will gravitate, because they'll be like, oh,
that's
you
what
know
I do.
What?
I do that because I feel like if I'm hanging out, people be like, man, they always having a good time.
Yep.
If I go out to eat,
be a part of it.
If I go out to eat, damn, what restaurant that is, because I want to try that.
Exactly.
They just, now, I'm not one of them ones, oh, talking reckless, talking negative about people. No, I'm just enjoying life. See, people these days don't own a picture book. right? They don't. When everybody was growing up, your auntie, your grandma, they brought out big picture books.
Yeah, we got phone.
We got phone. So that. I take the pictures, like, all of us took a picture on Father's Day.
Yeah, and just say,
okay, when guess I had that what? Shit on. When you had that shit on, yes, sir. Make sure you put that
okay,
in.
Okay, so guess what? I look at things like this. If I take a picture with somebody,
right,
and just example, something bad happened.
Mm-hmm.
I got a picture with you to remember you. Mm-hmm. I can still remember you, but at least I can look at this picture like, damn, this is my dog right here. You know what I'm saying? Right, me and my dog had a good time. So that's the only reason I look at pictures and take pictures and video with me and Tony hanging out. You go see me recording. Know what I'm saying? We having a ball.
And we get to come to the party. Yeah, Golden, listen. I wanted you to talk to her about, because I know that both of y'all are in that field. So did you understand where she was coming from when she was talking about the guy friend that she, took for granted, right? I'm saying that.
Oh, yeah. I definitely understand because I know exactly what she was talking about when she was saying, when he was trying to get her out of shop.
Okay.
Because I just recently had to adjust my life for that, because I was, I'm just like you. We was always in the shop all the time, all day, every day. But now I have a family at home, what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I have my husband at home, which I have to go home and I have to tend to. So with that being said, I have cut in. He definitely was the one who enforced that. He was like, hey, I need my time.
And there's some guys that are the same way. There's some guys that is the same way. Guys want to hustle all day. They got to work all day. Mm-hmm. They put in too much overtime. So, sometimes us guys have to sit down and be like, damn, I ain't hung out with the kids in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I ain't go out to eat with her in a minute. You know what I'm saying? So, it go on both sides. It's not just the women.
I love being home with him. I love being home with him.
Shout out to my brother.
So, you right, Stephanie. Creating those moments and spending that time is just as important as making that money.
Right.
You got to even it out. You got to try to give. You got to level it up. So I apply it now,
even without a man. I know that I'm not going to be, even though I don't got no man, I'm already preparing myself. So, when I do get one, I ain't trying to adjust. People know that. And even on days that I don't work, you have to pay a whole fee. And that's the fee is just to turn people off, to be honest. Like, I ain't finna pay her no extra $100 with this and just that. It's really to turn people off because I really do need to have my Sundays and Mondays to myself.
Yeah, right. And you have the right to do that. And that's we was coming in the industry thinking that we had to do what they say, when actually we're our own bosses. We can do what we want to do. And they have to gravitate to that. They have to work with us on our schedule.
Exactly.
All right. I want to, can we address Sierra? Because she wrote it.
Hey, Golden, we appreciate you fall back in those comments. Shout it. And we love you here at the Scoop now.
Lil' Sis Golden, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, appreciate the call.
All right, y'all.
All right, Golden.
Okay, we see Sierra. First, she said, y'all, come to my party next weekend. What party you having, baby girl?
Sierra, you having a party?
Hey, we get to come to the party.
Oh, shoot. We in that end. I'm going to go.
Can she drop up? You have a flyer? She can drop.
Well,
all right, now Sierra, you gonna fuck around and have the whole Orlando out there at your shit.
Yeah.
You can't control it.
Might
want to inbox some motherfuckers.
On the second one, what she did put?
Oh shit! How they do it, y'all?
Right? Oh, she said, okay. She said it's a '90s throwback party, and she do have a flyer. Okay.
What we talking about?
I was trying to get her coming here. She says certain things deserve the pictures and videos. Some things need to be private. As the men, take charge and say, okay, we can do the few and the rest. That's it. A real woman will respect it. What you mean, pictures and videos? Oh, yeah. We definitely got to take a picture in our fit, and that's it. Really,
y'all both got that shit on.
Yeah, we taking a picture. Hey, me and mine, we like to, you know, you know, dress up. That made me look nice, and we definitely want to capture that.
What was that?
All the footage and all that.
Listen, baby, we finna go fuck the city up. Let's go and take this picture.
Y'all ain't raising no hell, man. Y'all ain't raising no hell, man.
All right, look,
I can't wait to see K next picture. A couple, I ain't even gonna like that. I'm just gonna look. They clean, but I ain't gonna do shit. I'm gonna be a hater on the front line.
He better not like. He better love it.
That big man. You think about that?
What I be hard at people shit because I want them to stay. I want them to stay in my news feed.
Yeah, not the whole item. You're right. I don't want to take the whole item. That's that.
I know you see me in the video.
True.
That's what that made me think about.
Hey, man. Like, I just told y'all my secret. If I heart y'all picture, that's because I want y'all to stay on my timeline because I be trying to block out people I don't really like that, but my friends on Facebook.
Follow their ass.
I don't know how to do that. I ain't
you
know no
how to
media,
unfollow like, yeah, you can unfollow them. Unfollow. You can still be their friend and unfollow them, I think. Yeah.
If I ain't spoke to you yet, listen, dog, because I ain't friendly.
People that I unfollow are the ones that's always in drama.
Yeah, okay. I just ain't with it.
It depends on the drum. Like, oh,
I ain't with
shit,
the pole mindset.
I ain't know that happened. But if you always scream, oh, these hoes hating on me, bitch, you ain't got shit.
Yeah, nah.
I ain't with the pole.
Take your broken ass off. Y'all better leave Jacques alone, man.
I can't stand
I don't know who gonna fuck around and piss off my
this
dog.
This girl hating on me. Okay. She
but
my
you know,
life.
People, that's a method to keep people watching you too now. No, so watch that. They don't really be saying that. They really don't.
But
you
everybody
know
you ain't got
some
nothing.
People, they just do that just to
feed the energy.
Yeah, so some people can keep coming to their page because now people are like, oh, what she got going on, you know?
Mm.
All right, check it out.
See, and another thing, hold on real quick because before we switch subject.
Go ahead.
I ain't no page clicker. Like, I'm not the type of person, that bitch in my news
you
feed
page
I see.
Clicker.
Like, I'm not the type of person that's going to type in somebody like, John, let me see what he done been posting. If that bit when I get on Facebook, if that bit ain't in my
and
little news feed,
yeah.
I just
way,
don't
yeah.
see that bit. Like, I do
way.
Not, I will say that I do not personally go look for a big page.
Right. Right.
Because I ain't really got no reason to. Half time, I might know you as Jock, but on Facebook, your name is F150Fly5560. So I'm in this bitch typing in Jock, and I can't find your ass any goddamn way.
Okay.
So I'm like, fuck it.
That's a man's perspective. I'm here to give the woman's truth, and I mean, I'm going to tell the truth, the whole truth. Nothing but truth. You put some drama on there, and we see it. Baby, we clicking on your page, and we going to go down and
oh,
go
nah.
see your friend's page.
I ain't going to lie, now.
No, that's different. I
think
keep
I done
seen
that. I done seen
listen,
some action
if
now.
If you ain't doing that, and you going to follow
listen,
the drama, you going to be like, oh,
lie.
Okay, well,
I
she already with this person, and you going to go click on that page, honey. Listen, I keeps the real honey. We follows it.
Listen
we follows it.
What your
we
girlfriend's
follows
it. He's a hoe. He's a slut. He's a freak.
They
going to
follow it. They
going to
screen record. They going to screenshot.
Oh, yeah.
They got
my inbox be jumping.
Yeah.
I tell you, they'll send me a screen record. They be like, girl, you see it so and so. I'm like, no, I ain't see it. But
you
trust me,
see they
go
beefing
send it to
they talking about each other.
You know what Tony
and
made me think of?
I'm like, who? I clicked that.
What
oh.
Tony make you think of?
When he was like, I ain't no page clicker. That's that you, oh, you lit liquor. You cootie quick.
You lit liquor.
You thumb scrolling.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's okay to have a, it's okay to look at a little beef, but I'm talking about that every day,
nah,
morning.
Every day.
Man. You wake up angry.
Yeah, that's not good. That's
it,
not
bro.
Good. Like
that ain't
as
that
Drip
ain't
would say, that's not good for your spirit.
Yeah, shit, mm-hmm. I'm already waking up to go to work. I don't want to go. And
yeah,
I go to, I click you, and boom. Man, I be strolling like a motherfucker. That thumb go fat. Yeah,
yeah in the morning, you do, because you just.
That
you
baby look like a Wheel of Fortune.
I'm going to be honest, man. I have.
Hell yeah, the price is right, bitch, for real.
Mm-hmm.
I have been, I've been so tuned out of social media lately to the point where I damn near forgot. I forgot about IG, and that was really my joint.
Just,
I been didn't care about Facebook.
Well, this how
IG,
I
need
this
to.
Is how I look at it.
It's social media.
Social media is social media.
Yeah,
but if you like to see funny shit, like I like to look at shit that's funny, I go to TikTok. TikTok is funny.
Bro, I just went to TikTok and
bro,
I was
TikTok
like,
funny
shit,
to me.
It's overwhelming. Like TikTok is overwhelming. Every time you scroll, it's just something.
You always
got to
learn a dance.
And I'm just like, yo,
you gotta learn
I can't learn a dance.
TikTok be working.
And listen,
I don't understand TikTok.
Last night, Jaja tried to teach me one.
And I'm in the kitchen. Me and her, she got me doing. It's one day and they do the clunk clunk and yeah, oh, then the, they do the neck and clunk clunk. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, baby, I can't do it. I tried. She be like, daddy, you have
what
to do, learn.
Where the video is at?
Ain't no video. I think, listen. Hey, bro, we did. Like,
why is he putting out the goddamn story?
Goddamn shit. Says you got to try to learn it in at least one TikTok dance.
Hey, yeah. Check it out. Tony know he don't did the TikTok. Yeah,
Tony, I'll be honest, bro. I'll be honest with y'all, bro. Taylor ain't on TikTok.
Oh, she not on TikTok.
No, right, check it out. Jaja is not on TikTok. Like, right, so if I'm on my TikTok, then.
All right, let's go. We're going to keep it rolling. I'm going to go to the next TikTok. Thing.
Oh, that's why like, I don't even look
ain't
at
no
this
social
shit.
Media.
All right, here you go right here. It says this right here. This is what it say. It says guys don't even hype that girl up anymore. It says she get emotionally ready, her hair done, dressed up, hot for you, and you don't even notice. But on social media, liking random girls' photos that won't even notice that you're liking her photos, but let someone else compliment your girl and you get all mad.
That happened?
Man, listen.
Oh no, see, I can't speak on that. In my house, I get it.
So what's his compliment to you then? Let me ask you that right now.
You
like,
still
how do
tell your wife you is she no. beautiful?
Yeah, so I wanted to ask the question. Do we still hype our mates
I just want to ask real quick, Kate, what is a compliment to you? Like, what does he say that you good? Like, what did he say to you?
I can go back to even this morning. He say, you know you're beautiful.
All right, cool. You was good with that, right? You was good. Was you like, see, y'all see that smile on my face right now? All right, you was good. So he had to say, oh, I like that new hairstyle, girl.
No,
ooh,
but
wait,
see,
them
I
lips are beat to the gods.
Oh,
look at them lashes. Oh, my God, is that a new outfit? Oh, my, look at them toes, baby.
No, that's
Jesus.
Too much.
He turned all that shit up in.
He turned the pages. God damn, you look good today.
Yeah.
I like how you cook this day. Next page.
Yeah. Okay, like, because, see, like I say, a compliment, I'm just saying this because I've done it. Like, I literally told my wife, I was like, oh, you look nice. Oh, you look nice. I said, like, 5 times. She left, went out, came back. Then she was like, how you like my hair? How you like this outfit? I'm like, bruh.
That all adds up.
All that
one.
Shit goes into one. Yeah. But you got to break down every level of your fucking, is whatever the fuck you got going on. With me, all the Addy Jets says, okay. Tony, you fresh. I'm good. That's it.
How often do you compliment her, though?
When I think about it.
See, that's the thing. It's like, it's not like you have to do it all the time.
It's clearly
not
like
it's
an
is. Obligation. But
it's
maybe
like, it's like it's a whole line.
But I do change my hair because y'all have to understand that when a woman is changing her hair and she has a significant other, she's changing her hair for.
I like him, Tasha.
You know?
When Vicky put Tasha on. Tasha do something to me.
Who the fuck is Tasha?
It needs to seem genuine. Like, if you go outside and you come into me and you compliment my hair, toes, nails, all that at the same time, then I'm probably going to feel like it's not really genuine. But, you know, I got my hair done.
Oh,
I
like
came
Mike
home,
with the flowers.
And the day I came home, he just stared. He just looked at me. He ain't say nothing. Now, the next day, he did say, baby, I like your hair. I like that style on you. That look nice.
Everybody wants to get
some. And then I was like, okay. You know, so it was like, I knew that it was genuine. You know, like, he watched, he looked everything.
I mean, like I say, I'll be the first to admit, like, I ain't even sit up here.
Would you tell your wife how she
run
her hair?
Perfect gentleman, huh?
Would you tell your wife, would you say, get your hair like this. I would like to see your hair.
I don't care which. I hate when she even asks me them type of questions.
And look, she talking about, hey, Sierra just said, like Meg the Stallion said, switch my wig up and let him feel like he cheated.
Yeah, yeah. Right. That's Tasha.
I listen. Because when you said that, I said, bro, you do know we live, right?
Man,
I'm like,
listen.
Tasha. I'm like, all right, man.
This day and time, these girls wear wigs where they don't even look like they wigs.
Right.
I got this. So one wig, she got this one wig. I call it Tasha. Well, Tasha be looking good as hell, boy. Shit.
All right, so Vicky, you hear Tasha?
He hoping Vicky gone and Tasha at the house when he get there.
When he get bite.
When he get bite. Bye, Tasha.
But man, I
try to switch it up sometimes. Cause sometimes I be bunny. I be like, I know this man tired of being this bunny.
Man. Nah, man, rock your goddamn bunny. Rock that bitch to the mall. Rock that bitch to Walmart. Rock, and when you get in Walmart. Hold on.
Like I said before.
He love it and it doesn't matter. Okay. Don't
that's what I'm talking about.
But
and,
when I come
and,
home,
and hit that bitch two times for
nah,
good.
Nah. See that? Fuck that bunny. Team, yeah, fuck see, that bunny.
Vicky got man. That goddamn scarf.
Get that scarf, baby.
Vicky, no. You that scarf, baby. Bring hey. Out the scarf tonight.
Bring out the motherfucking scarf. Listen, baby. Get your scarf game right, sweetie. Because that bunny ain't going to do you now. You know what I'm saying? That bunny ain't 100.
Oh, hell no. We ain't going nowhere in public with no goddamn bunny.
That bunny ain't 100. Now, if you get your scarf game right, Shawna, it's many different ways.
That bunny is 1,000. Like, I love the bunny.
It's over 1,000 ways they can wrap their head with that damn scarf.
My auntie, she'll put on the bunny quick as hell. You can't tell my auntie she ain't fine.
Y'all better go to Cake Got Law.
That's at home.
Y'all better go to Cake Got Law.
At the end of the day, bro, the reason why I don't care, I guess, about bonnets and all that other stuff, because unless I'm actually trying to meet you, half of these motherfuckers, you'll see their ass in passing and won't see their ass no more the rest of your goddamn life. So I don't waste my time worried about what outside motherfuckers think. Me, personally, I like a motherfucker when they walking in Walmart comfortable as hell, bonnet on. Sweat shorts.
Now,
you know,
I like
the, I mean, the little sweatpants.
It's okay.
And the little sleep.
I mean,
it
looks like a Target to me. You know what I mean? Like, okay, that's an easy piece to jump down.
It's okay to put your sweatpants on.
Wait, bro. So
I'm just saying.
That's what she got on a bunny and she dressed down. That's why he likes it.
I mean, she's gonna have a little stank ass attitude, but who gives a fuck?
Easy to talk to is somebody walking down the frozen food aisle, because I know she can't cook, I can't cook. We finna microwave up some shit. I ain't gotta worry about her saying, you don't even make me no meal. Bitch, you don't eat.
Open the freezer. I'm just saying. It's a way to carry. You know, it's a way to carry yourself in public.
As a woman, no outfit to go to concerts and stuff.
I ain't say nothing about not being relaxed. Be comfortable, relaxed. Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is, it's 1,000 ways to wrap a scarf. Then it is that, you know, to do this bunnet thing that you just like that bunnet is not sexy, it's not appealing, it's not cute, it's not nothing. That shit
and
is
that
right.
That
shit get
all
old
that,
as fuck.
Like, that's
just like putting up to the kid. You shouldn't even pull up to the kid's school with a bunnet on.
Man, that's the perfect place to put that.
You shouldn't eat, bro.
When you pull up to the school with a bunnet on, the teacher know that you don't fuck off.
The teacher know that child full of shit. Yeah, I'm trying to tell you, bro.
That's a judgment. That's what the teacher gonna do. I'm being honest, bro.
The teacher's gonna judge. Be like, okay, well, I'm gonna have to keep an extra eye on Lil Tony because
cool.
I know he probably ain't getting fed right at the house.
Now I gotta say, I am not my bunny.
Oh yeah, hold on. Okay, so boom, let's take it out the bottom. Let's put it on us niggas real quick. So if I go up to the school and I got a motherfucking Cuban link on, I got damn gold chains and watches and shit. Uh-huh. You think they gonna take me serious? I'm like, oh, his dad is a drug dealer. Like they still,
people gonna always pass that judgment. People do that.
But at the end of the day, you gotta know who you are. The bitch gonna judge you regardless of whether you have
people
on a body, whether you in a motherfucking 3-piece suit. Because if Jock come in, I say, why the hell the nigga on this suit and is hot as fuck out of the goddamn?
So let me ask you this. I got a question. I'm raising my hand.
Everybody gonna have their own opinion about you, bro. Fuck them.
I'm raising my hand. So this is what I'm trying to say. The same person that would go out to Walmart like that, they won't show up to a job interview like that. You see what I'm saying? With a bunny on. No, hell no.
Hell no.
It's about representation of yourself.
Now, because that's how I look at it.
Nah, job interview.
It's okay to, like I say, some people have. Now, it's some bunnies out there.
And you a lie, because Will Smith did it.
What about Will Smith?
Will Smith showed up to an interview with no motherfucking pants on and got the job.
Nigga, that was
TV.
Oh my god,
that is definitely TV.
No, that was based on a true story.
Wait. Hey, listen. But guess what? The man did have some intelligence though. You get what I mean? So at the end of the day,
I think he was homeless. I'm not gonna say.
Yeah,
that was in that movie.
Listen, I'm not saying it to
somebody's life.
I'm not saying this to down somebody. I'm just being truthful with.
What to down somebody? You know,
the bunny, like the bunny thing. I'm not saying it to down anybody, but at the end of the day, are their decisions and their choices, because people grown, they can do what the hell they want to do.
Right.
But what I'm saying is that there's a certain way and cadence that you can still carry yourself and look like, you get what I'm saying? Like Monique, a queen, look like friends. Something to the point where, hey, that's fine. I've actually fucked with Monique or whatever. Hey, girl.
But she's so saying, you're saying we should always be queening. Basically, when you come outside, listen,
there's
you need
a way to carry yourself to the point where
I ain't gonna say that because I ain't got time to be put on no clothes all the time. All
right, it's just like,
and if my ass in the bun, and I'm a homeowner,
college graduate, and classy when I want to. What'd you say?
Now she it's some girl.
And when I want to throw on my bunny, when I want to, and she go throw on my bunny. That's right.
Excuse me.
I mean, when my hair is not done,
I'm not saying you're not classy, sweetie. I'm not saying none of that. Go all ahead, I'm saying
it.
Is
it just got me a scarf clean bunny.
Looks a better so, than like a bunny.
Let's just say, okay, so see, here we're going to say he prefers the scarf.
A scarf looks a better than a bunny.
That's it.
The bunny's got to be clean.
But again, I'm saying. All right, we man, already look, said.
I'm about to go ahead and shut this whole thing down.
My bunny.
All right, go ahead, Tony.
All right. So, my question is, Kay, you gonna eat them strawberries? And
you want my fruit?
Like, you ain't touched that bitch the whole show, so. I don't want no fruit to go to waste.
This man is a human garbage disposal. Listen,
that's how I said that. Don't be trying to come for me. See, I had said that. But see, Tony keeps saying that it's okay. Like, all I'm saying is a scarf looks better than a bunny any day.
I like a clean bunny.
Any day.
Hold on. Let me get this straight,
especially
bro.
If you know how to wrap that bitch.
Hold on, let me get this straight.
Especially if you know how to wrap that scarf.
Let me get this straight, bro. So because it's your sister, she get the like the fresh fruit with the sugar and shit all in it, bitch. Cause my fruit didn't taste shit like this right here. That's some bullshit, bro. We been coming to this show every fucking week faithfully. Now just came bring her ass here and then bitch go out to public. You know he been getting all shit from the little farmer's market down the street and shit. It's all right. I'm so happy I asked you for this shit, Kay.
Oh hell no. I got it.
Well, so a bunny is approved by Tony, and PJ say y'all easy.
Exactly. So
PJ say y'all
scarf.
Easy.
Yeah, easy.
Hey, wait. This is all I'm saying. This is all I'm finna say. Like,
hey, girl, on aisle three, I got $40.
Somebody. Nigga.
And I know you're going to say because your bunny.
Because your bunny. Well, I can see your bunny, girl.
Hey. Listen,
I got this fire. Right,
Let me ask you something. Have you seen? I mean, I don't think. See, I don't think people gonna be realistic, bro. I don't think people gonna be
about
real
what? Just
about
say
when it come down to the bun, like seeing a woman.
Okay,
in the bun.
That is just like females. That's just like us going to Walmart. We can have on basketball shorts and a tank top, and some Jordan flip flops. So.
Why you talking about me, bro?
I'm just, you got on Nike.
But see, that's thought gear. And females know that. Females know that that's thought gear.
So they
know
what
so they already know what you is. See, that you already know what you bringing.
Hold on. So basically, you say the bunny make you look easy. So if a person needs shit, thought.
So I'm saying the dude. I'm saying the dude.
Thoughts too?
Yeah, y'all big thought. Hey, listen. I'm trying to tell you that she know that most likely you going to probably spend a little bit on her, give her some good meat, and that's it.
Usually, like, yeah, bro, you never thought about that. You a tank top, basketball shorts, and some slides. Now, you know what?
That is that.
Hey. It might be your...
That is that. You home yet? You just got a shower? I'm on the way.
On the way. Run up. Let's run up. Right. Run up. Need to run up. Man, listen. All right. Bro, listen. People ain't going to be realistic, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. I'm just saying,
I'm not
like,
going to say
I'm
you
I'm just
look
saying
easy.
It places, all I'm saying is like this here. If I go out in Cali in a red bandana, is it not going to place certain stigmas on me because I'm wearing that red bandana?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Regardless if I'm wearing it because, you know, because my cousin just gave me this and, you know what I'm saying, that was his dying wish or whatever. It don't matter. Mm. When I go out and I step out in it, it's going to place
well, I'm not putting on no goddamn clothes go to, up to
I'm just,
stuff.
But all I'm saying.
9 times 10, you go always see Jock in his work uniform. So.
But see, that's good. But see, that also plays a certain stigma on you. Because now
oh,
they like,
shit.
You know, Jock.
Yeah,
Jock,
damn, bro.
Jock got it. Jock got it. Jock, oh, he's no, always Jock working hard, man. He's hard worker. He, ooh, girl, listen. If I just, you get what I'm saying?
Ooh, girl. Jock got an elevator in his house.
All right. Huh?
Jock got an elevator in his house.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
That nigga, he need to keep eating them grapes. That's that sugar going to his brain, man.
But see, all I'm just saying is that, you know, certain things that people do choose to do, where it is going to, you know, it is going to leave a certain mark on you because how the world see things. That's just like the thug, like shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? We didn't really, you know, like go out and just say that we was thugs. The news and everything else kind of, and the rap music kind of, you know, gave you that title.
They man, listen, anything you, know
so,
you
so a thug supposed to be with dreads. So any dude with dreads is a thug.
Listen, bro. Mm-hmm.
Any dude with gold teeth is a thug, right?
No.
We didn't put that stigma there, but I'm just saying it's there. So you can have to be tattoos. Careful about how you carry yourself.
Black person
that's
can have tattoos. He a thug.
Yeah.
So he could just, like, shit, there's some doctors out there loaded with tats. And he's a doctor, got a master's degree,
yeah,
got all these
degrees.
Yeah. He just
wore his coat.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, that's all.
Trick said a long time ago. Could what? It be my bag of jeans, my gold teeth that make me different, y'all?
Hey,
ain't tripping, dog. Then listen, dog. I'm really a little different, y'all.
For real.
So y'all been listening to Trick, man. Trick been start.
Shout out to Trick that about
Trick been dropping knowledge way before he started the Trick.
Hey, I like that, man. Let's go and get into the riddle, man. And the riddle, let's go and get into the riddle today. Like I said, listen, no offense to anyone or anybody. I'm just saying that certain things that you do choose to wear and how you do it does carry certain stigmas. And I'm just trying to be real with people, and people, you know, may not like it. But whatever.
Whatever you do, go have a person jazzing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Listen, I mean, yeah, I understand. You can say up that now.
Whatever you do.
I'm trying to figure out your style, your image. Look what you became. A motherfucking gimmick, Pastor Troy.
The walking jukebox.
Hey, it says you can't taste it unless you undress it. What is it?
That poom poom. You got to undress it or slide it to the side,
Tony.
Now, if you talking about that poom, well, you know I'm gonna come up with the other damn thing. Near did. Unzipping, I'ma flip it, bitch.
Man,
that be like a fruit roll up.
Yeah, it is.
Sierra, what is it, Sierra?
Said a banana.
You can't taste that purple.
She don't care. I don't take no answers from the viewers because they got Google and shit. We can't go to Google. Even I'm on it right now trying to find a joke.
What'd you say? I don't own a bonnet. I'm scarf game. That's the only one I'm switching it up. Yeah, I mean, that's all I'm saying. Like, it's like a certain case. It's almost like a lesson to be learned. Like, you know, it's, like I say, a bunny ease. And I ain't saying it on ease like how somebody did flip it. Was that Jock flipped that on me when I said ease? And I went along with it. But I'm saying ease as far as, like, it's just something, like, to kind of put on, like, a do-rag. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, man, I got some jokes today, boy.
But yeah, what you say? I ain't Googling nothing. I'm using common sense. You supposed to use the other sense, Sierra, the sexual sense. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
All right.
My answer.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's go to
Joe.
They took all the good answers.
Oh, damn. Okay, we took
a
one. Said two answers. Okay.
Yeah, that was it.
I just happened to know that.
That was the tattoo.
Look, I just happened to know that women think about. I mean, you could have took the third one to say these groceries.
Hey. So. All right. So, as in what Tony just said, the answer is. Part of groceries, a banana.
Yeah.
I ain't want to say it. I want to let them know that you got to peel back.
Shut up, Tony.
All right, y'all ready?
Y'all know it's still things you got to peel.
Yeah, love.
Before it gets real.
And speaking of peeling, why did the orange lose the race? Why did the orange lose the race?
He didn't have enough juice.
Yeah, it ran out of juice.
Oh, shit.
All right, the second one. How do you fix a broken pumpkin?
By tackling it.
This bitch say jack a little bit. What the fuck? little perverted cat. Yeah.
Jackal,
that's the perfect gentleman for you.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, right.
I thought Jackal was like cutting the motherfucker or something.
Jackal. You fix a broken pumpkin with a pumpkin patch.
Man,
that ain't come from death coming to jail.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah. That's a death row joke.
Yeah.
That was a mama joke.
I don't think we was ever gonna get that one.
That was funny.
I forgot about the pumpkin patch.
It was funny, but I literally would have not thought about it.
Yeah, see.
Yeah, Sierra said you corny.
Sierra said you so corny.
For real, dog.
Exactly.
She sound like a hater on the front line. I'm going to tell one more joke for her just one more time.
All right, what you got? And then we're going to say our goodbyes and closing and get out of here.
Why did the man fall down the well?
Wishing well.
I don't know.
Because he couldn't see that well.
Oh, my God.
Really? Really? He wasn't trying to make no wish or nothing.
This was Apollo.
Like, he was like, come on, man.
Bro, I wish this Apollo.
Because he couldn't see that well. Come on, man, bro. That's classic comedy right there.
I get it now, but I'm
okay, anything in closing to the topic as far as hyping your made up and or the, what was the other one? The little, controlling thing. I mean the ownership. Yeah, that's what it was. Like ownership.
Don't try to own him. Go own your car first. Come to my job. We got good deals.
So let me get this straight. You trying to say a lot of these heifers out here ain't got no car, but they want to put?
No. All right.
There it is. Damn, he done hit it on the head.
What I want to say in closing is, man, to everybody out there, stop looking for a perfect match. Okay. Use a lighter.
What the hell?
I like that.
My thing is, I'm on a serious note. I don't have all the jokes, but yeah, you just gotta remember, like, you know, a relationship is a partnership. Never like Tommy said, because Tommy said it's a partnership, not an ownership. Just gotta remember, it's only as good as you make it. You know, mm-hmm. It's only as good as you make it. Y'all just gotta learn, you know, each other's love language. Learn how to communicate
and ain't nothing
with each
perfect.
Other. Yeah, learn how to communicate with each other. Not like me and y'all over here. Sometimes I don't want to talk. You know, that's we're going to say. We're going to pick out the negative things. That's not right.
Yeah.
And, if, you know, if somebody asks you a question, you got to answer it. You know, answer it with the truth, because you can't fix nothing with a lie. You know? Mm. You can't fix nothing with a lie.
You have to be able to handle the truth.
Yeah, and the other person needs to be able to handle the truth. That's true. That's a big thing. That's a big thing, though. That's big. Because a lot of people ask for the truth. They can't handle
it. Whatever rabbit hole get deeper.
They don't want to hear.
Boy, look at here.
They don't want to hear. So just pretty much stay for it. And women, you know, it's a lot of things that we have to really, like, get with each other and, you know, realize that sometimes we put a lot of strain on the men in our lives and stuff like that, because we expect so much from y'all. Not saying that it's a bad thing, you know, but it's like our expectations of our men is probably like way beyond reality, you know, because we look at it and we want so much, you know, and we expect y'all to deliver. Mm-hmm. We expect y'all to do. That's just because as a woman, we want to be our best woman, and a lot of times we feed off that man's energy, you know. Mm-hmm. So we feel like we getting half, we putting in half, you know. If we feel like we getting 25%, that's how much we gonna put in, you know. So it's like all the time we want to be able to give 100% of ourselves, so we want to feel like we getting that in, you know. So and sometimes we gotta realize that. No matter what, you gotta, cause you know you're.
They don't want to feel cheated because of them. They don't feel cheated over and over again.
Yeah.
Time and time again, like
over
so
and over
understand.
Again, and it's like you put in so much and you feel like you're not getting nowhere near half of that back. You know, so it's like at the end of the day, you gotta realize, you gotta determine if the person that you are with is worth it at the beginning of the day. You know,
poor. Yeah.
know that person, damn, and decide whether you and that person is really worth the energy that you're going to put into it. Because a lot of times we can cut a lot of that stuff, and we put up with it because we think we could change.
There it is.
We could change.
Hey, oh, boy, yeah. Listen, I just seen some little information on that.
We think we can change them. But you can't really change them. They have to have that foundation that you're looking for, you know, because you can always pour knowledge into people. And you can help them understand, but you can't change
it. Hey, we're going to have to start charging motherfuckers, bro. Calm down.
You dropping too much. I don't want to give all the knowledge around here.
Listen, y'all want a 20-minute session or hour session? Lay on the soapbox. It's a small fee.
Yeah. You don't just get your hair done at her place. Now you give me a message.
I guess a little room in the back that she can sit down and talk with you. You know, hey, but yeah, K is preaching now.
I think that's a part of like, what you want to say, the beauty industry is like therapy is a part of the beauty industry because, you know, when you get in there and you talk, it's just like you talking to your barber. Barber talking to you. You see what I'm saying?
I think every woman go to the beauty salon and they feel comfortable.
Yeah.
When a guy go to the shop, ladies, we go up there, we just talking.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I'm saying? And when guys go up there, they just relaxing, they comfortable. When females go up there, they relax, they having fun, they laughing. That's all it is. Sometimes it can be drama, but hey, that's a part of
Sierra. My love life was a mess too for a very long time, and I had to get it together. But it took time, it took experience as well, you know. And then I finally got it together, you know. But again, I think I mentioned this last time on the on last week's show when I called in. Again, though, it's like you have to fix those issues that you have so that when the love of your life comes in, you can recognize it and you see it for what it is, and you can put the work in to get what it is that you want out of that, you know, out of that relationship. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of times I wasn't putting that in. I was just thinking that relationship was going to work itself out. You know, I was just letting it work itself out, and I was like, if it don't work, oh, well, bye. You know, so I was a mess, too, so I get it.
Okay, that's okay. Free game. On the scoop. Free game.
And it feels good to have a female point of view live in front of us, you know what I'm saying?
Not just any female. Just
right. I'm sorry, the Michael Jordan of hair.
Oh, you have a brother call me in.
Hey, listen, I forgot. Tony over there watching. Tony!
He ain't watching the game. He trying to find another damn joke.
No, he ain't.
Keep it coming, boy. Anything in
closing.
Roll.
Anything in closing.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, when you know yourself, you're going to show yourself shit. Be who you are. Y'all already know what time it is with me, man. I preach that every week, man. Be who you are. Let people accept you for who you are. Don't change for no goddamn body because you're going to end up hating yourself in the long run. Mm-hmm. That's it, man. And at the end of the day, teamwork made the dream work. But at the end of the time, at the end of the day, teamwork made the dream work, but if you don't have the team, just do your own work. It's better that way.
Do your homework?
Your own work.
Your own homework.
Damn, my dog been reading again.
Shit, man.
Nah, I just had to, you know.
Shit.
All right, okay, all right, man. Well, hey, man, we thank you, man. Shout out to my sister, man, K Galore, Beauty Studios.
Yes, yes.
All my family out there, definitely appreciate you guys tuning in and watching. I seen Big Bro even roll in. That's Gas and Go.
Gas and Go.
Yeah. Tony MFD, man, Fly Jock. I'm definitely appreciative of a lot. But what else we got? Man and There's More, man. Man and There's More. We got Miss Me Happy. We definitely got Fly Jock and
Fit It to Fit.
But we talking about the DJ, man, Fly Jock, man. Y'all definitely, hey, we just said something about the 90s party. It's Fly Jock. DJing this party, Sierra?
Nah, she probably got her own DJ right now.
All
right,
so it's the Scoop hosting. So it's the Scoop hosting the party.
Scoop go come through and party with you. All right,
so it's the Scoop hosting the party. That's what we want to know.
Fubu. All
right.
I'm gonna buy me
for
Fubu.
Us, by us, huh?
Yeah.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. I ain't even mad at it. But yeah, just like that, Willpower, y'all need plumbing, Willpower service. Y'all definitely get with me on
Sierra
that.
Sierra say JK need to be a regular.
Yeah. And
she was all right. I'm just playing.
J.K. is an OG right now.
I would welcome J.K. with open arms because, look, even back in the day when I used to talk to one of her homegirls, she kept it real with me and her homegirl. So, hey, J.K. gonna keep it real all the way around. J.K. gonna
keep it 100.
She do not show favoritism.
Nah, Ja, you know you was wrong. I'm like, oh my God, Kay. How was I? Ja, you know you was wrong. All right, I was wrong, Kay.
All right. That's a shame. You go all the way back to
Yes. Kay go back now, man. Kay, this my dog. Ja.
Tony.
What do you call a fibbing cat?
I knew it was coming.
Oh my goodness, Tony.
A fibbing cat.
A what cat?
What do you call
a fibbing cat? A fibbing cat?
A fibbing? Fibbing.
A liger?
No, a lion.
A lion.
Oh my God.
That's what I just said. That's what I just said. Hey,
hit the music, bro. Hit the music.
And we love y'all. We out, man. Y'all keep up with the scoop, man. Every Sunday, we're going to have a guest for y'all, some special guests. Okay, boom. Every Sunday, we're going to have it. Yeah, let's go. We're going to try to.
And if your child is refusing a nap,
here we go.
Are they resisting arrest?
I just like to say I feel blessed on this one. Blessed on this one, yeah.